3AW Breakfast. Let Geeks to You set up, sync up, and sort out your technology. Call 1300 Geeks to You.
11 minutes to 8. A Rumorfile contributor, Ain't No Sunshine, told the Rumorfile this morning that one of Melbourne's Vietnamese community erected a magnificent shrine to Australian soldiers who lost their lives in Vietnam. But it has just been vandalised. Gary Collins is president of the Sunshine RSL. Gary, good morning to you.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Was this only erected last year? Is that right?
John, it's been built for just over 12 months. And it was gifted to the Greenbank City Council by the Vietnamese community in January. And yeah, they've had a few ceremonies there, and they've got the Long Tan Day on Saturday, and we just wonder whether this occurred because of that. But all the Australian plaques have been, look like, hit with a hammer, and there's chips been taken out of the wall, of the granite wall that says all the fallen Australian names on it.
As you say, Long Tan Day, which is also known as Vietnam Veterans Day, is this Saturday. So are you thinking it's not a coincidence?
That we're just not sure of.
Have you got any CCTV cameras around the place?
We have CCTV cameras at the RSL, and we've been looking through them for the last couple of days. I was unavailable yesterday, so I shall have a talk to him again this morning. But, we've got cameras there. They're quite good, but for the distance away, we only get little ripples along the bottom, so we have to go over every little bit at a time, where if they were a bit closer, we would have had big rises in the screen. So
Is it one person or more, do you think, Gary?
That couldn't say unless we've seen the, video.
Yeah. What's the reaction of the Vietnamese community been?
Oh, they're shattered. Totally shattered, because that was a memorial that the Vietnamese community wanted to donate to Australia for the fact that they actually had a family or single members that sponsored Australian soldier, and it was money that they had actually donated to build this monument. So, yeah, they're totally shattered, and all the hard work that went into it, and we just hope it can be put back.
Is it repairable by Saturday, Gary?
No. All the ceramics came from Italy, and there's no way it can be done, possibly within the next 3 months, possibly.
Gary, sorry to be talking to you on the subject. Gary Collins, president of the Sunshine RSL. We've spoken also to the mayor of Bringbeck. They'll be releasing a statement later this morning. They're outraged, naturally. Anyone with info, Crime Stoppers, 1800 333 000.